Okay, so often you'll be in the middle of your Shema, and you realize, I have not a clue where I'm up to. I don't know if anyone wants to raise their hand. That probably happens to me at least once a day. And you realize, whoops, I got to realize, what am I supposed to be saying at this moment? So now this is not a simple question. Says Shulchan Aruch, Ta ba b'parsha l'parsha. You're in between. You're not sure, did I just finish the first paragraph of Shema or the second paragraph of Shema? Shu yodeya shesayim parsha. You know you finished the parsha. But v'eni yodeyim rishonim shniyah. Did I just finish v'ahavta, now I'm up to v'haya? Or did I just finish v'haya, now I'm up to v'yomer? So what do you do? Very simple. Chozer v'parsha rishona v'yaschol v'hayim shemoa. You go back to what you know you're up to, at least, you know, you're definitely not before that, and you go to v'haya im shemoa. Fine. All is good in the world of Torah. Comes along the next halacha. Now, we all know there are two uchsav toms, right? There's, in the first paragraph, there's uchsav tom al mezuzos pesecha uvisharecha. And in the second paragraph, there's the same thing, uchsav tom al mezuzos pesecha uvisharecha. Pretty close. So, now what do you do? It's in fact exactly the same. It's missing vav in one of them. But the point is that you've got the same thing. Says Shulchan Aruch, what do you do in such a situation? Chozer v'chesavtam shabarishona. You have to go back to the first paragraph to uchsavtam there. V'hani mili, says Shulchan Aruch, shelo chischa l'man yirbu yimeichem. But if you've already said, you weren't sure what you're up to uchsavtam, you're still like on auto drive, you're trying to figure it out, and you see your mouth go, l'man yirbu yimeichem yimevinechem. Okay. Now you know you're definitely just finished the second paragraph and you're going up to the third paragraph, says Shulchan Aruch, then Ein Tzarech Lachzor. Why? Three famous words. Desirche Nokat V'Osso, which basically means you've been on auto drive. Your general, you know, your mouth and your lips know what to do. If your mouth and your lips said you're up to Laman Yirbu, so you're up to Laman Yirbu, whether you realize it or not. Fine. All is good in the world so far. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, so comes on Igros Moshe, and he says, well, one second. This is a pretty bit weird concept, if you think about this, because auto drive means that I'll normally say the proper thing in the next words. But just because you said Laman Yirbu, how do you know that your auto drive was correct? Meaning, the end of the first paragraph, you could have also gone into Laman Yirbu because the end of the first paragraph is the same as the end of the second paragraph. So if you have no idea where you are up to, and now all of a sudden you start saying Laman Yirbu, who says your auto drive is correct? No, you could have a broken auto drive, and you got a messed up mouth. So who says? Says Rav Moshe, you see from over here, obviously including your auto drive is a certain time delay. Somehow your brain and your mouth knows, are you a minute into Shema, or are you 3 minutes, or a minute and a half into Shema. And so therefore your brain somehow does it and says, Ramoshi, he says, Yesh Chiddush Gadol is in this line, he says. But he says it must be V'shayach Sirche Noket Gamal Zman Amiroso. Somehow your brain and your lips must know, even though you have not a clue where you're up to, therefore you could rely upon this point. Fine. Now let me ask you a question. Why do we pick the example of Uchsav Tom and not Ukshar Tom? Good question. Says the Taz, two answers. Number one is a simple one. There's a difference between Ukshar Tom and Ukshar Tem. So you wouldn't make that mistake. Of course, when you read Kriya Shema, you're so careful that when you say Tom, sure. The Taz is assuming you're a big tzaddik, that you wouldn't mess that up, Ukshar Tom, Ukshar Tem. That's answer number one of the Taz.
And also it says Ukshar Tom, one says Ukshar Tem,
Yeah, but the word Ukshar Tom is the same word, Ukshar Tom or Ukshar Tem. So he says, that you would know. So he picked Ukshar Tom. Says the second answer to the Taz is Ukshar Tom, Ukshar Tem is in the middle. So in the middle, we assume you're not yet so flustered that you have no idea where you are. So he picked a more likely example, says the Taz, which is Ukshar Tom, which is at the end of the paragraph. Fine. All is good except for one point. Mishnah Berurah says all these halachas we just learned only make sense when you're davening by yourself. But if you're davening with the tzibur, you have a fascinating concept, says the Mishnah Berurah. If the chazin is up to the first paragraph, and you have no idea which uchsav tom you're up to, you have to go back to the first paragraph. says the Kaf HaChaim, even if you said Laman Yirbu. So you have no idea what you're up to. You're like, I know I was up to Chesav Tom. I can't figure out which one. My mouth is on auto drive. It just says the word Laman Yirbu. Says Mishnah Berurah, you're out. Since the Chazan's only up to the first two Chesav Tom. Okay. Hold on 30 seconds. Excellent point. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah then says another point, that the opposite way. If the Chazan is up to the second paragraph, and you thought you're not sure where you're up to, you could jump. It's like, you know, the shoots and ladders. You get like the ladder, or whatever. The ladder was good or bad, right? The ladder was, no, which one is the good one? No, the ladder's bad. So the ladder's good. So you get a ladder. You get to climb up, and you get to skip, because now you have no idea. You're up to first or a second. You jump to the second one, because the Chazan's up to the second one. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. Now, that is a big issue, because says the Kaf HaChaim, how do you know what the Chazan's up to? Kaf HaChaim says, if you are omus bilashono, never happened to me, but omus bilashono means you're very careful with your words. You know, you're very slow in your davening, and the Chazan, he's a speedster. He's flying through Kriya Shema, and you're omus bilashono. Now you don't know where you're up to. You can't say, oh, the Chazan's already up to the second paragraph, now I get to jump to the second paragraph. Doesn't work. Comes along the Beis Baruch and says same thing. You can only rely on the Chazan if you go at the same pace as the Chazan. It says in the Mukhei Arachayim, you can only do it if they're doing it out loud with the Chazan. Sfaradim, right? You say every word of Krishna and Sfaradi Shul out loud with the Chazan. So then this halacha makes a lot of sense. If the Chazan is saying every word out loud and the whole Tzibur is saying every word out loud and they're in the second paragraph and you're still spacing out in the first paragraph, probably you're up to the second paragraph as well, and vice versa. If you're up to they're up to the first and you think you're at the second, you're probably not at the second paragraph. So this whole thing you can only rely upon if you can rely on the Tzibur only if you're going together with the Tzibur. Comes along the fascinating final point. There is a wild Reb Chaim, everyone knows it's Reb Chaim, that really, though he asks all this question, is Kavanah stop? Does Kavanah prevent, if you don't have Kavanah, do you have to repeat all the davening? So Shema, Shmon Esrei, etc. Everyone knows, and in general, usually if you don't understand the word, except for certain random instances like the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema, whatever, you don't have to repeat. Just because you don't know every word, you don't have Kavanah of the milim of the words, you don't have to repeat the tefillah. There are certain exceptions, but that's the general rule. Says Reb Chaim, there is another second din of Kavana, that if you don't have it, you have to repeat no matter what davening you're up to. And what is that? If you have no idea that you're davening. In other words, you're misasik, it's called. Yeah, you know you're in shul, yeah, you recognize the building, but you have no idea what you're doing. You're literally thinking about if the Knicks are actually going to win the first championship or not in 50 years. That's what's on your mind. You have not a clue what is going on. Says Reb Chaim, if that's misasik, something like that, misasik means, it's a good English word for misasik, it's like haphazard, or it's an unintentional, give me a better word for misasik. It's like you're not, don't even realize what you're doing. It's your mind is, it's completely, it's, you happen to do it without realizing what you're doing. So then, that, you have to go back. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, our halacha seems to cut against that pretty much. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, our halacha is a bomb cash on this famous Reb Chaim. Why? Because this halacha says, if you're on auto drive, what does auto drive mean?
Thinking.
Yeah, it means you're thinking about the Knicks, and you're not at all thinking about Kriya Shema, because if you're thinking about Kriya Shema, you know which Chesav Tom you're up to. And yet, says the halacha, well, the hak is, do you go back to the first or the second? But no one says, and in fact, you can even rely on the Chazan to jump to the second. How can you do that? You are a misasik. You have no idea what's going on. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, this is a kasha on Reb Chaim. He leaves it as Sarach Ian. I could try to answer it. I was trying to think of some answers myself. Maybe this is not really misasik, because here you know a little bit what you're doing. You're not totally mindless. You just have no idea where you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. But I don't know. Otherwise, it's a kasha. The point is, you should know what uchsavtim you're up to. I speak for myself. I give myself mussar. Should learn from this or not. Mine should not be on the Knicks. It should be on uchsavtim. Shkoyach.